Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Generally speaking, and this is sort of a historical thing, broad brushing it, but you'll get the point. Democrats are supposed to be more emotionally attached to the populace. In other words, they don't want to look at things in black and white. They look at it as, well, you don't understand the plight of blacks. You don't understand the plight of women. You don't understand this. They supposedly have this emotional attachment that has made people at the grassroots level want to gravitate to them. The union supposedly represents the little guy. Big government represents the little guy, etc. Meanwhile, on the flip side of that, Republicans represent mean capitalist institutions. And those institutions are the things that have created this institutional racism, institutional sexism, all these things that are supposed to be bad for society. Now, if you grew up, those are sort of the time that I grew up, I should finish that. Those are sort of the rules in which you play by. That Republicans are all about money and power, and Democrats are about keeping power to the people. Right? No justice, no peace, that kind of thing. But if you really look at it, it's always been opposite. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And we got a new year upon us, and I want to talk a little bit about how the left have really messed themselves up. And if we are smart and we understand where we sit right now, we have, my precious, we have the ring, you know, to use Lord of the Rings as a metaphor. We have it. And we can choose to use it for good or evil. Now, if we continue down this road, I'm talking about Republican rhinos and weak-kneed sissy Republicans, by the way, who we've brought into this new year. If we continue down their road, we're going to get our butts kicked. But if we do get behind Trump, which is what I'm telling you, if you want to know the secret to how we defeat the Democrats in 2024 and beyond, it's simple. Get behind Trump. And I'm going to tell you what their strategy is, which, again, as I tell you each year, there's nothing new between last year and this year. My son turned 17 over the holidays, and he got up on his, the day of his birthday, and I said, "You feel any different?" And you know when a kid is finally aging, right? When he goes, "No, another day, Dad." I go, "Exactly. You hit the mark. You're 17, but you're only a day older than you were yesterday. You just get to say, now officially I'm 17. Now, as we all know, when you hit that 16-year mark, that's a cool one. When you hit that 21-year mark, that's a cool one. When you hit that 25-year mark, it's a cool one. Then they stop being cool after that. Maybe 30, but then they start going downhill. 40, 50,
60, 70.
And if you're fortunate enough to get to the other zeros, congratulations. But the point is, it's just another day. All this is, everything going from last year to this year is just another day. And the only thing that we have to look forward to is we will likely get rid of this cancer that has been plaguing America now for the last 3+ years. And quite frankly, has been going on for quite some time. All we did for 4 years during Trump was we managed to cut out a lot of the cancer, but it's back. I want to encourage you guys to go to the website, check out the things that we do, specifically the Transact card. It's a card that essentially is a big fat coupon for you. Every time you go shop, you buy something, you get a discount. It might be 1%, it might be 17%. Who knows? Do you care? If you're getting something back, it's a good thing. I can tell you, we save $30 to $75 a month with the card. And you, when you get yours, you'll save too. It's immediate. And the other thing is, the money that you spend on the card goes towards travel benefits where you could practically travel for free. You can't find a better twofer deal on the planet. So go to my website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and check that out. The other thing I want to encourage you to do, if there's any inspiration that comes from this program or the work that my team does, help us out. Join us. Become part of the mission, if you will, to get the word out. I don't want to depend on fractional pennies from Google and these guys that essentially shadow ban our work, because they don't want what I'm telling you to get out. And I'm going to tell you something else. I don't mean this. We're all unique. This show is unique. I'm going to tell you something. It'll sound cocky, but I don't mean it that way. The words that come out of my mouth are inspired by God. I think about this stuff. I think about the concepts that hit me daily. And sometimes I'll even go back when we're cutting segments and we audit the show in order to make different promos and stuff. And I go, did I say that? It's so profound, even to me. I think, wow, what a great inspiration, you know, or a great insight. And I don't hear it anywhere. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. There's some very, very bright people out there, smarter than I. And I don't know where their inspiration comes from. I have to believe it's from God, because I think everything comes from God. But I know this. We have some very insightful stuff here, and I'm going to break it down for you today, too, as well. So going back to this concept, Democrats are supposed to be good. Okay, explain it to me. Democrats are supposed to be good, yet they were the ones lynching black folks. Republicans saw the inhumanity of slavery, freed black folks, spent 360,000 of their men's lives fighting to free the black folks. Democrats, 250,000 plus people died trying to preserve slavery. They lose, and then they still want us to be captive. They form the KKK. They plot against us with all kinds of legislation that prevents black people from learning, prevents black people from achieving business, you know, setting up businesses to be able to afford their lives or start new lives. I mean, they did everything they could to stop us. And that's the legacy of a party. And by the way, most people would run away from that name. They would be like, I don't want to be a Democrat. But the Democrats go, no, it wasn't us. It was those Republicans. All those Dixiecrats, they left our party and they went to the Republicans. They went to the party that freed the slaves. Really? That's how it worked. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, it would be like proudly wearing the Dahmer name. Yeah, let's call them the Dahmer Party, for all intents and purposes. When we come back, I'm going to continue on this thread, but I'm going to prove to you that the Democrats have always been a party of destruction and chaos. They've never cared about us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Divide in the Democratic Party because people are finally waking up to what I learned when I was 8 years old. But the Democrats don't want to solve problems. The Democrats like it when you marinate in your problems. Oh, they fake it. They fake. They're a party of fakes. They pretend to care about you. They make you. They emote with you. They want you to believe that it's about the greater good. And
that's not who we are.
You know, and they use terminology that makes you go, oh, well, that's not who we are. You forget to use your critical thinking and say, but wait a minute. You've been solving the problem of black people, for example, since the 1960s. And around the 1980s, when black people started getting their act together and feeling like they were becoming part of mainstream society and stopped, you know, acting like that woe is me, because we had overcome. You know, we shall overcome had happened. But Democrats went, they get it now. We got to move them back into this, you know, pre-racial society versus this post-racial society. Forget the Cosbys. Forget that you can have these two professional black people and their kids are having regular problems and, you know, it's not about dope and pregnancies and all this other stuff. It's a regular family. Forget about the Cosby kids. We can make everything go back to being Oz. you know, prisons and gangs and prostitutes and bad neighborhoods and all this other stuff. So it was back to Boys in the Hood. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So the Democrats wanted you to believe that they care. They care about blacks, they care about Hispanics, they care about women, they care about the LGBT, they care about all these people. But instead they preyed on the emotions of people. Oh, you're gay? You do know what the Republicans think about gays. It's never the Democrats wanted people to solve their problems. They wanted them to soak in them. And many of you feel that you, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. You've come to this conclusion on your own. But I'm going to still nudge you. Because it's a simple thing to ask yourself about leftist policies and look at the outcome. So let me say that a different way. Show me the success. What they guys, and I touched on LGBT just as an example, because I'm going to go item by item if you want me to. But look at LGBT as an example. Everything that they've done to, quote, help the LGBT, LGBTQIA, whatever you want to call it, has led to more division. See, here's my thing. There's a way to get people to take a look at an issue and a person's sexuality. As freaky as it may be to you, as strange as it may be to watch two guys want to hug and kiss or whatever, or two women do the same, you can learn to accept it. I'll give you a perfect example. I grew up, gay was just strange to me. It always was. I mean, we looked at it, was like, ooh. I mean, I'm just being blunt. It was. I told you guys when I first saw the first gay guy that I knew, that's gay right there. I didn't know what it was, but he was a prissy little dude. He was a pretty little thing. And my grandmother would go, well, he's funny. And I was like, wow, he's well-dressed. I mean, he was the stylish dude I've ever seen. Walking up the street in Dallas, Texas, Duncanville, to be specific. We were at a mobile station getting gas. It was that profound to me to go, what is the, that is the strange. He walked like a woman, and I had never seen a guy. I mean, I was a country bumpkin, to say the least. But I knew that the very neighborhood we were going to, the kid across the street, he was gay. He was a dude, and he acted like a girl. And I remember thinking, he's funny too. But I hadn't noticed him to the degree that I noticed the other guy. Long story short, one of my cousins, I'm not going to say who he is, but he's one of my favorite cousins. We knew his entire life he was gay. He was funny, as my grandmother would say. He's one of my favorite cousins. I knew he was strange. I knew something was different. But it never impacted us. And in fact, when he came to stay with me, he had to come. He came to town. He was doing a drag show. And I went. And I took my kiddo, my youngest son, who was probably, I don't know, 12 at the time. But I wasn't worried about my kid getting, you know, indoctrinated into the gay lifestyle. I said his name. He listens to the show. Doing his makeup, and we were laughing and having a good time. And I'm going, was that a guy or a girl? We were playing Mari while he was doing makeup. It was a fun thing. But I wasn't traumatized. And it was total acceptance. And by the way, I had never seen him do his work or whatever. I just knew at that point, I knew he was gay. It was no big deal. We have our way of acceptance. But the left want you to believe that they're going to force it. So what do? Defense of marriage. Oh, hate DOMA. Don't let them defend marriage. See, they do things to antagonize us. It isn't to say accept them. Give them their own word. Let them do what they want to do. You can go get legally garried if you want. But why are you attacking marriage? Because it's a divide. It didn't endear us to the gay community. It made us go, what do y'all want special stuff for? Because you're freaks in the bedroom. Why should we give you special dispensation of something? So this is what I'm talking about. How did you come to accept whatever it was that you didn't accept before? Were you browbeat into it, or did you finally go, I don't really have a dog in the fight? But that's what the left does. Divide, divide, divide. And then they want you, but you're the bad guy. Yeah, you're the one who was unaccepted. No, you weren't. You accept, look, I have a non-gay lifestyle. I could just as easily accuse the LGBT of not accepting my lifestyle. You bigots. Oh, but Kevin, you've been the prevailing. So what? I don't care what, if I'm the majority, aren't you the freak? I mean, I got a lot of things to point to. I got nature. I got the science. See, here's how I understand about the science. If everybody becomes gay and lives up to it to the strictest sense of it, we die as a species. That's the science. We're not going to all become seahorses and males start carrying babies and blah, blah, blah. It's not how evolution for us is going to work. Maybe it is, but it'll be a big freak show. But I'm telling you this, in the foreseeable future, in the science that I know, that's not how it's going to work. Jurassic Park. Life finds a way. Not with two dudes. Put two dudes on an island, go back in 40 years. Let's say they're 50. Put them on an island in 40 years. Ain't going to be any kids. Put two women on an island. 40 years old, 30 years old. Childbearing age. Go back in a few years. You're not going to see any babies. You get the point? But whether we're talking about LGBT, whether we're talking about policies that supposedly help Hispanics, the policies that help women, women were doing fine. Women, I mean, got the right to vote, got all these different things. But now they own their own companies. And what's the big, oh, you don't make as much money as a man. Well, really? Okay, so what have you been doing, women? You've had the opportunity to start your businesses, pay yourselves whatever you've wanted. Why have you relied on men? Why have you continued to rely on us? If you can do it, I'm woman, hear me roar, Helen Reddy, go do it. Even with that movement and all the progress that's been made, what do? They marinate in their creed. Oh, we can't do it.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is explaining the noticeable absence of his wife, former First Lady Melania Trump, during a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago.
Melania, great First Lady, so popular, people love her. Her mother, Melania, is very ill. and hopefully that'll be okay.
It is also Trump's explanation for why his wife was not in the family's Christmas photo and why she has been absent on the campaign trail and in court proceedings. A New Year's crash following a concert in Rochester, New York that left two people dead and five others injured may have been an act of terrorism. Three cars collided early Monday, one of them exploding as a result. There were a number of gasoline canisters found in the area of the vehicle which exploded, including inside the vehicle itself, raising suspicion. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are out of touch, and I've got the polling, the sound bites to prove it. I don't want you to hear it coming out of my mouth. I want you to hear it coming out of different people. I believe this is the Hill. They're talking about Joe Biden having the lowest ratings of his presidency at the end of last year.
President Biden looks to be ending the year with a dubious new honor. A Gallup poll shows Biden's approval rating at a paltry 39%. Trump's approval rating sat at 45% at this point in his presidency in 2019, while Obama's was 43% in 2011. The polling is a grim reminder as Biden attempts to win re-election that many people in cohorts Democrats generally win are not satisfied with the president. A new Morning Consult poll shows that Trump now leads Biden among 18 to 24-year-olds. Worse still for President Biden, he's bleeding support amongst Black and Hispanic voters. Trump also maintains a narrow edge among independents.
This comes as Trump has gotten a big boost from his high-profile removal from Colorado's ballot. Conservative commentator Charlie Kirk posted on X that 7 in 10 Americans believe that Trump's 4 indictments are political. Nearly 6 in 10 believe Biden is involved, including 54% of Black people and 58% of Hispanics. The witch hunt of President Trump has backfired.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Doesn't bode well for Joe Biden. But understand, in that clip, they gave you some numbers. Donald Trump was ahead of both Obama and Biden at the end of his first term. And what happened? The coup. He got deposed. But Obama, who said if he couldn't get things turned around, he shouldn't have a second term. He got his second term. And they want Joe Biden to have a second term. But, of course, they're giving you the warning signs. Now, here's what's interesting to me about all this, and I don't want to get off track because I want to stick with my agenda for the remainder of this hour. But we aren't even talking about Joe Biden's woes. They're talking about this guy as if he's a legitimate candidate. And I'm going to show you there are people, well, once the economy turns around, Joe Biden will do this or that or the other. You got a lot of other problems, Holy Mother of Hunter. I promise you that Joe Biden's poll numbers are not going to get any better, and neither will the economy. And what's funny about it is how they're trying to sell it. And that's what I want to focus on these next few segments is how is the left dividing? I mean, again, I go back to what is the divide? Joe Biden wants you to believe that despite what you're going through, it, on paper, he's done a good job. And if you stop living reality and go to your paper, He's more in tune with you. Now, Joe Biden has put more money in the hands of the richest fat cats in the world. He has done more to ruin the middle class than probably any single president in history. And he wants you to believe he's the savior of America. I want to go in quickly because, as I say, we've got a couple of clips to play to sort of reinforce the point about the economy. I want to play a clip from Fox News, but they had a lefty and a righty on, but point counterpoint. But you'll see this is an interesting way to dissect what's really going on with Biden and what's happening with the left and how they can't sell this message. There are some interesting things that come out of this that I think are going to be important. So here's a clip from the first part of the Fox News clip, and then we're going to go into more detail this segment and next segment.
Panic over President Biden's plummeting approval among voters. One recent poll finds the president underwater on major election issues, including inflation and immigration. Just 28% approval of handling of inflation, 26% on immigration, and even some in the liberal media are taking notice. Watch.
Look, let's just sort of put in context the politics of this for President Biden and how important it is. Immigration, he is down 26%. That is not good.
It's not good at all. And I think that part of the trip yesterday to Mexico by senior Biden administration officials was obviously to have these diplomatic conversations, but also to make the broader administration's point that this is a regional issue and is sort of trying to blunt the criticism from Republicans. But that certainly doesn't change the fact that he's under considerable political pressure over immigration.
I love how they came. It's a regional issue, really. So 6 million new illegal people in this country, and it's a regional issue. I think people are starting to get it. See, what they're learning is this, and it took a while for us to wake up to it. And we study this. Think about it. You're in tune. But what you've learned is this has been concocted. This is propaganda that's been going on over and over and over. Now even the masses are going, wait a minute, 91 indictments against Trump for what? What is it? You would think Trump was Hitler. Then they look at it and they go, wait a minute, you didn't want to show us the J6 tapes and now we see them and this is what it was? This is the equivalent of the Civil War being refought? The insurrection, which by the way ties to the so-called Trump stuff you're talking about? I want you to understand this. Look at how much they're beating up on Donald Trump, trying to destroy the man. And look at what's happened. Can you imagine as a Democratic strategist, you're trying to reconcile every time we put another indictment, every time we put it in the news, Maine is now taking Trump off the ballot. Trump bumps up 2 more points. And despite them, Nikki Haley's gaining, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley made the comment the other day, well, at least he's starting to notice me. Yeah. Okay. If that makes her feel better, people are now understanding that it's not going to be a Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis. No great white hope's going to save this country. And even Democrats, and particularly blacks and Hispanics, are going, this isn't going to, what we have is not saving us. In fact, they want us wallowing in our misery. That's what the left wants. So go issue by issue. Immigration. Has Joe Biden solved the problem? What has the left done to solve the problem? Now, let's reflect back on what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump had that border at a trickle. Why? Leave them in place in Mexico policy worked. He told Mexico, you let them through, we're going to come down on you hard through your economy. And they kept it at bay. You know what Joe Biden now wants to take credit for? Oil prices have dropped. I'll play a clip on that here in a bit. Well, really? So we've been paying $4 or $5 a gallon for oil, for gasoline. Now it drops back to about, $1.50, still higher than Trump. And he wants to spike the football. People are not stupid. People are going, look, your measuring stick is a little bit off, Joe, because I'm not paying my bills. I'm struggling. This is what the average American is saying. And by the way, my hand is up right now. It just went up as I was talking to you guys. Because I'm one of these people that has watched my savings dwindle. That has watched my ability to pay bills go less and less and less. I find myself in a precarious situation going, what just happened? Joe Biden happened. But he says, all this stuff. Well, you know, inflation, that's not a big problem. Border issues, that's regional. That's only the border states. Well, ask Eric Adams of New York if it's just a little minor problem. Or Martha's Vineyard, when they kicked out the Hispanics. I want to get to this next clip, though, because we might run out of time. Here's what a former Obama advisor had to say about why Joe Biden can't resonate. This is big news. You may not catch it right away, but here it is. Here's what she had to say.
There is just this scary thing that overhangs everything about whether, you know, we're just too divided. It's just too late. There's too many silos. How am I going to reach all of the voters I need to reach, given all the media silos that there are?
That is a profound statement. What that lady is saying is Biden no longer controls the media narrative. You've quit listening to the media, broad media that was all one, all for one and one for all. And now it's siloed. What she's telling you is shows like this. Media like the Daily Caller, Breitbart. You no longer get your news from where they want you to get your news. And by the way, neither do the kids, the young voters, who, by the way, are leaving Biden in droves. So where are they getting their news? In these news silos. So in time to fix this before the election, how are they going to do it when they can't reach them? How do I reach these voters if they're in silos? The short answer is they can't. But you know what is reaching those voters in silos? Every time they go to the gas station and fill up. Every time they go to the grocery store and go, what? Every time they go out to do some entertainment or dinner. Have you gone out and have you looked at the price of stuff? I didn't see this interview, but Shapiro supposedly said it's $18 for a 9-volt battery. I just saw the title of one of this thing. I don't know if it is, but I know this. I get sticker shock with almost everything that I buy these days. Go out and order a hamburger, fries, and a drink. And you go, what? Am I in Hawaii? Remember when you could get a hamburger, fries, and a Coke for like $7? Now, you're lucky if you get it for under 15. And no amount of Joe Biden telling the media, fix it, is going to fix what people are experiencing firsthand.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People are starting to harken back to the days of Jimmy Carter when Ronald Reagan absolutely whooped that butt, because it was a very similar situation we have right now with Joe Biden's economy. And so they've gone back to get what Joe Biden said about Jimmy Carter during that period, and here are those comments.
The Wall Street Journal with this headline: Biden knew Carter was in trouble in 1979. Now he's in the same boat. It cites a quote from Biden in a local newspaper back from 1979 when Biden actually said this: that man's in trouble, politically in trouble. Asked who he would endorse for president at the time, Biden said, "I'm not certain that's Jimmy Carter right now." The Journal puts it this way. Both men struggled to sell legislative victories and retain the party's core voters as high inflation and foreign policy disasters eroded their support. And both men had a disconnect with voters that's leaving Democrats afraid that Biden could share Carter's political fate of being a one-term president.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to talking about the woes of the Democratic Party, the party that divides, the party that wants people essentially to wallow in their misery. And they tell you, oh, it's not really that miserable. Embrace the suck. That inflation, it isn't what you're feeling. The media's not telling you what to think about that inflation. That's your disjoint. Yeah, that's your problem. It isn't that you're feeling it, it's that you're not being told how to feel it. It's supposed to feel good. You know, you get up and get kicked in the naughty bits every day, gentlemen. Welcome. Shouldn't you be used to it by now? Aren't you used to $5 gas prices? We brought them down. Aren't you used to paying crazy amounts for rent? We brought it down a little bit. Aren't you used to not putting as much food in the refrigerator? Well, I mean, we did bring it down. I mean, it's a little better. Why don't you report it that way? That's what Joe Biden says to people. Report it that way. And I love how they say he struggles to sell his legislative victories. What are they? What are his legislative victories? And how's it impacted you? Joe Biden wins on something. Well, we just got the LGBT, blah, blah, blah. We got a legislative victory. Well, okay, I tell you what. What is dealing with the people that want to have crazy sex? What does that have to do with me paying my bills? Sending my kid to camp? You know, feeding my, taking care of the cost of my newborn? Daycare? Hospitalization, you know, et cetera. What does any of those things have to do with? Well, we did take care of that situation with the transgender. And what about their foreign policy woes? Joe Biden has us in wars, probably going to get us into another. If we have four more years of this clown, we will definitely be at war with somebody else. Donald Trump says Iran's about to get the bomb. Not to go all Prince on you, but we could all die in a day. Feel like 1999. Wow, Prince, you were 25 years off, bro. And the last thing they said, you can't connect with the voters. I'm shocked. He can't connect with the voters. Here's what a Democrat strategist had to say about the economy. And this is what cracks me up. If you listen to him, he contradicts himself. Because, as I said, no matter what you're feeling about the economy, understand this. The economy is doing great. Here's Fox News pressing a Democratic strategist named Matt about Biden's economy or asking him about it.
Matt, I mean, I don't know if the president actually listens to people within his own party, but when you hear the former Obama communications director, Jennifer Palmieri, basically calling the election in 2024 scary and basically saying that, you know, describing the Democratic Party as completely too divided, saying herself it's too little too late, does the president actually listen to people that disagree with him, or does he only listen to those who are I guess, whispering sweet nothings into his ear?
No, he absolutely listens to everyone, and he is paying close attention to these polls. He's frustrated by the polls. Of course he is. I mean, look, you've talked about this on the show many times. The economy actually on paper is, if you look at the facts behind the economy, it's doing quite well. And if you look at the experts are predicting that the economy is going to improve substantially next year. Unemployment is going to be very low. Inflation is going to be very low. And the question is, will people over the course of the next 11 months feel that change? I don't know the answer to that, but I think that they will. And right. I think by the time we get to the summer, people are going to feel differently about the economy than they do right now. I don't know if they're going to feel differently about immigration. A lot of that will depend on whether Congress can get to a deal on immigration, and that right. Some of that's going to be up to the Republicans. But the president's trying very hard to get to that deal, and I think that they're going to right. recognize that. The other thing I'll say is that his opponent in this race faces 91 criminal counts. That is far different than the opponent that Jimmy Carter faced in 1980, the extraordinarily popular Governor Reagan, and right. I think that's a big difference.
So let's start from the back, okay? His opponent. What they don't understand is Donald Trump is actually stronger right now than I believe Reagan was coming out of his first 4 years. They want to dismiss that. And the reason they dismiss it is why? The 91 indictments. So ask yourself this question. What happens if Trump had no indictments? What happens if these indictments go away? What happens if these cases start to lose steam? And then I asked this question earlier. What happens as Biden starts getting into more and more woes, which is going to happen? Joe Biden can't run from his grift. He can't run from the lies that he told, that he had nothing to do with his son's businesses, that he never took a dime, etc. Do you understand how much we are now we're talking about this economy, we're talking about the presidency of Joe Biden and a potential second term as if he has no skeletons in his closet. It floors me. This guy has the nerve to bring up Donald Trump's 91 indictments. And I don't know who was on the other side of the window. She was a nice girl. But my first thing I would have come back with was, well, while we're on the subject of indictments, how about the ones pending for Joe Biden? If you think that his polling numbers are bad now, wait until you get a load of Hunter when he gets in front of Congress and he has to explain all the money that's been going on. You think this is over? This is just beginning. And you compound that with everything that is happening in this economy, because you can't shift this economy that quickly. Not when you've led the level of devastation that Joe Biden has put into it. He's lived off the muscle memory of Donald Trump for a better part of a year. And now the last 2+ years have been all Joe Biden. And you know what people remember? They remember how they could afford their groceries, how they could afford to live where they were, what the price of gasoline was at the time, how much it cost to heat and cool their homes. They also know they weren't embroiled in multiple wars, that we had independence on foreign oil. This guy goes on to say, believe it or not, we're drilling for more oil under Joe Biden than we ever did under Donald Trump. Why? Why? Because of his energy policy. Because Joe Biden did everything wrong and then he reverted back to the energy policy of Trump. That's the only way Joe Biden's had any success. And look, I'm not here to run a commercial for Donald Trump. And I'm not here to beat up on Biden. I'm here to tell you the truth. And if you flip the script, I'd be talking, whoever you want to insert in for Biden or for Trump, if they did the same thing, I'd be using their names. And so would you. He's hoping that, I love when he goes on, he says, experts predict that it will improve. Yeah, these are the same experts that told us that weather is climate change, the same experts that told us that we were all going to die from COVID, the same experts that told us to get shots, or we were all going to die, and you know who's dying? The people that got the shots. Same experts. He says, by summer, we hope people will feel differently. By summer, Joe Biden will not be the candidate. I've already said this. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope Joe Biden is the candidate, because he's absolutely going to be crushed. But I don't care who it is. They're going to get crushed. People are finally waking up to the evil of the Democrats. And I'm imploring the folks listening to this program, the Kevin Jackson Show. I hope that you will go out there and be bold in your declaration. We played a clip the other day of people wanting a Trump to come to the Bronx to do an event. These are blacks and Hispanics mostly saying, we love Donald Trump. We like the Donald Trump to come here. I'd like to shake his hand. This is what we're dealing with. These people are losing it. They don't have any connection with the mainstream voter out there. And the only thing the Republican Party has a responsibility to do is to support its champion and get rid of these George Conways and these George Wills and these Jonah Goldbergs and all these other right, supposedly Republicans, clowns out there, Bill Kristols. Get rid of them. Unite behind what's right. It's funny to me to watch the Democrats have to go back and compare it to Donald Trump and what he left as his legacy when he left the presidency, because it is the ghost of Trump.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tom.